Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about how to make other people look good. Are you ready? Let's get started. How do we make other people look good? No, I'm not talking about buying them a makeover or getting them a comb. What I'm talking about is how do we help get people out front, helping them get credit and feel good about their success. I'm always encouraged when people ask me questions like that because it's far better than the opposite, which is the ego-driven question of what can I do to look good myself. So if we're going to think about what's the benefit to us and to the organization about helping other people look good, I'd give you several. Number one is it increases retention and loyalty. People will want to stay in a place where they're valued and it's shown that they're valued. Second thing it does is it builds people's confidence. People feel more confident about their ability when they know that others are noticing. Number three, what it does is it builds the team. If you're doing that, now if you're only ever shining the light on one person, maybe not. But if you're making this your habit of helping others look good across your team, it's going to build the team. As the confidence in each team member goes up, it's going to have a positive impact. And lastly, it's going to build trust between you and each of those folks that you do that. Now, maybe you already buy into the idea that you ought to do it, but you may be asking, Kevin, how do I actually do that? I'm going to give you several things. The first thing you've got to do, the number one thing you've got to do, is you've got to let your ego go. You've got to get your ego out of the way. The success of the team is the success of the team. Remember that it's going to reflect positively on you when the team succeeds. You don't need to carry your own flag. Let the success of the team carry the day. Get your ego out of the way. Secondly, give the credit and take the blame. Give the credit and take the blame. You have a role that you're playing in all of the activities of your team, and yet you're not doing all the work, are you? I mean, if you really are, why do you have a team? So if you've got a group of people that are doing good work, let others know that they're succeeding. And then when things go wrong, take the blame. My favorite quotation here in this area comes from Paul Bryant, the legendary college football coach, who said, "When the team wins, the boys did it." Give the credit, right? When we lose, it's my fault. Take the blame. Now, in neither case did he get on the field, just like all of the tasks that your team does won't have been things that you do, but you had a role in it, and if you're willing to share the credit and take the blame, you will be more successful. The third thing that you want to do is empower your team. Give them opportunities. Give them a chance to succeed. Empower them, which means that you have to offer it and they have to believe it, which means that they will take action. And last, but certainly not least, in fact, maybe the thing that matters the most of all, is you must believe in your team. If you want your team to look good, your belief in them will improve their performance. Your belief in them will help them succeed. Your belief in them will allow you to empower them. Your belief in them will allow you to get your ego out of the way. Believe in them. All of this leads us to today's tweet. The best leaders find ways to make the team look good. Well, we just talked about a very specific idea, one of helping our teams share in the success that come from the work and not taking all the credit ourselves. After all, nobody wants to follow someone who takes all the credit, right? So this is just one of hundreds of ideas and topics we talk about in the Remarkable Leadership Workshop, which is a practical, interactive, engaging, fun workshop led by me. In a small group, you can build your leadership skills. You can have a learning experience where you get the chance to not only learn with me, but to learn from a peer group of folks from a variety of industries, helping all of you grow as leaders during our 2 days together. I'd love to have you join us for a future class, and you can learn more about that on the links below. Take a look and sign up, and I'll see you at a future workshop. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in a future episode of Remarkable TV.